वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of July, 1974, in Chicago, Illinois.
माया जबनिता चन्या मग्यागु अखजमभ्यं नालक्षसी मुरद्रीशा नतो नाच्चधरु जथा। सो कृष्णा इज कवर्ड बाय ए कर्टन, माया जवनिका, जवनिका मीन्स काटन एंड माया डिल्यूडिंग। वी हैव एक्सप्लेन यस्टरडे दैट कृष्णा इज एग्जिस्टिंग आउटसाइड एंड इनसाइड। आउटसाइड इनसाइड इज एग्जिस्टिंग ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां रिद्देश, पॉइंटिंग आउट Riddhesh, I mean this heart, the Lord is living, Ishvara. Not only within the heart, but within the atom also. That is stated in the Brahma Samhita. Ekappasau rachayatum jagadanna koti, jat shakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam, annantarastam paramanu chayantarastam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamam. Govinda, because he has entered within this universe, therefore the cosmic manifestation is possible. Otherwise, it is not. Just like I am the soul, you are the soul, because you have entered this body, or I am entered this body. Therefore, the movement of the body is possible. As soon as I or you leave this body, it is dull, nama, no movement. It is very easy to understand. Similarly, how the movement of the cosmic manifestation is going on? The so-called scientists, philosophers, rascals, they do not understand because Krishna has entered. It is very easy to understand. I am part and parcel of Krishna, very minute part. Still, because I have entered this body, therefore the body is moving. The activities of the body going. It is very difficult to understand. So, anyone can understand that this lump of matter, big cosmic manifestation, until a thing like me, so, is there, how it is going on nicely. How the sun is rising in due time, the moon is rising in due time, the oceans are flowing in due order, everything is in order. We have to understand by the symptom. It requires little brain. Just like as soon as in the morning you see no more darkness, it is now, there is light, immediately you can understand there is sun, sunrise is there. Similarly, as soon as you see the world order is going on very nicely, there must be God. Maya dhakshena pragiti suyate isa characharam. Under my direction, Krishna says. He personally says, and if you have got intelligence, you should understand also. But if you are dull rascal, then you cannot understand. Therefore, here it is said, you dull rascal, you do not know that Krishna is covered by a curtain given by Maya. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita also. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasu yoga māyā samābhṛta. So you have to require, you have to acquire that knowledge, how to understand the existence of all Krishna everywhere, inside and outside. So Kunti Devi says that you are within and outside. Krishna is within, within your heart, and Krishna is outside also, otherwise how this big cosmic manifestation is going on. Not only that, he is everywhere, even within the atom. Annantarastham paramanusha. Still, we cannot understand where is Krishna. This is our misfortune. Duskitina mūḍha. They cannot understand. Why they cannot understand? Because they are duskritino, always engaged in sinful activities. Who can see Krishna? Who is not sinful? Jīśāṁ antagataṁ pāpam. One who has finished his life of sinful activities, he can understand Krishna. Therefore, it is our request to everyone, please do not commit these four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and income. This is the preliminary qualification to understand God. Especially, one must not kill anyone. In the Bible also, therefore it is said, thou shalt not kill. You rascal, if you want to understand what is God, you must stop this killing art. Thou shalt not kill. But these rascals will not understand. This is the misfortune. And therefore, God is always covered to their eyes. Kunti Devi therefore said, Maya javanika achanna, agya, agya means rascal, who has no knowledge, dull, dull-headed, mura, ass. These words are used in this shastra. Why? Mura, the word is used as an ass. The ass among the animal is the most, I would say, what is called, foolish. Most foolish. The ass works very hard and bears burden, heavy burden, tons. But he does not know why I am carrying so big burden. Why I have taken so much responsibility? That he does not know. So here we'll find so many big, big politicians, leaders, they have accepted big, big burden like an ass, but they do not know why they are doing so. They do not know. Their only solace is a temporary satisfaction that I have become president, I have become this master, and I have become this for a few years. But he does not know what is his real business. So therefore, the kurmis, they are working hard, day and night. But he does not know why he is working so hard, day and night. So, actually, they are working so hard simply for sense gratification. That's all. Therefore, Shastra says, Nāyaṁ deha dehu bhājāṁ niloki kastān kāmān arahati viru jāṁji. Shastra Rishabhdev says that this body, this is also material body. But there is distinction between this body and the dog's body, or the hog's body. The hog is, with this material body, is working day and night, varies stool, varies stool. That is his business. As soon as he gets some stool, he eats and he is satisfied. Now my liver is satisfied. Similarly, those who are working very hard day and night, simply for sense gratification, they are no better than the hogs and dogs. Nāyāma dīho dīho hājāṁ nilokī kastānakāṁ. He does not know why I have got this first-class body, human body, civilized body. What is my business? Not for eating meat and gambling and intoxication. It is for self-realization, to understand what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God, and what is the aim of my life. It is meant for them, but they do not know. And because they do not know, asses, muras, Krishna says, namāṁ duṣitanam mura, they will not accept the existence of God. Although God is inside and outside. This is the description of the murha. Here it is said, agya. Agya means ignorant. And what is called Krishna? Krishna is adhokhajam. Adhokhajam. Adhakrita. Adhakrita means subdued. Akhajam. Our knowledge, direct perception. We are very much proud of our eyes, akhya. So, Krishna's another name is adhokhaja, where your eyesight fails to see you. See Krishna. Therefore, it is adhokhaja. Akhaja jnanam. Knowledge received through direct perception of the senses is called akhaja jnanam. And Krishna is adhokhaja, where knowledge by direct perception cannot reach. And perfection of life is when you become attached to that adhokhaja. Peace will be possible when you develop your loving propensity for the adhokhaja, who is beyond your sense perception. Therefore, those who are duskitina, murha, many languages have been used in the Vedas. They do not know what is the aim of life. They are simply thinking, I am this body. Then this kind of thought is there in the dogs and cats also. He is also thinking, I am this body. So, this modern civilization is big dog civilization. That's all. It is not human civilization. Human civilization means that he must be interested to know Krishna and God. That is human civilization. So, maya javanika achanya agya adhukhajam abhayam. Abhayam means imperishable. Abhayam, na lakshase, they cannot see. Na lakshase. Observed, cannot be observed by them. Na lakshase, mura, again the same word is used, mura, namang dushitana mura, abhijananti mang mura, this word is used. One who does not know what is God and what is his relationship with God, his mura. In so many places and so many shastras, we'll find this word mura. Here it is said, na lakshasi mura, mura drisha, whose sense perception is just like blind man. A blind man is given an elephant, an elephant. Now, Mr. Blind Man, just understand what is this. So, he is blind, he simply move his hand over the leg. Sir, it is a column. It is a big column. So blind man, he cannot see, he thought that elephant is mean big column. So anyone who is speculating about God, he is a blind man studying the elephant, like that. Or the frog in the well studying Atlantic Ocean. What he will understand? Suppose a frog is informed, Mr. Frog, Dr. Frog, I have seen a big, vast mass of water. What is that? Atlantic Ocean. How big is it? Very, very big. Huh? Maybe he is in the 3 feet, 4 feet. No, no, very big. 5 feet. No, very big. 6 feet. How will you understand the Atlantic Ocean? He can simply imagine, maybe 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet, but beyond all feet, that he cannot understand. Because the mood of Disha is direct perception and he is arrested. So by mental speculation, so-called big, big philosophers, they cannot understand Krishna. Krishna can be understood by the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna. Krishna comes, Krishna is visible. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Bilochanena. When you are trained up how to love God, Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself and you will see. Premanjana Churita, not with these eyes, but another eyes. What is that eyes? Premanjana, love, the ointment of love. When it is mirrored in your eyes, then you can see, just like there is medicine, eye ointment, or surma, in India it is called surma. Sometimes you apply your vision becomes very clean, then you can see things very nicely. So, we have to cleanse our eyes to see Krishna by the ointment of love of Krishna. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vila Santa, then when you are saintly person, Santa Sadaiva Hridayesu Vilokayam. He, Hridayesu is already indicated in the Shastra that God is situated within your heart. So then when your eyes are clear, then you can see Hridayesu always existing. But so long you are Muradrisha, you are mental speculator, the curtain is covered. The covering is there, you cannot see Krishna. Maya jabanika achanna agya adhukha jamam vayam na rakshasi. You are not visible. Muradisha, by persons who are rascal and simply believe in direct perception. Muradisha. How it is? In Sanskrit language we'll find exact example is given. Nato natu dharojata. Just like you have gone to see a performance, dramatic performance, and some of your relatives, say your brother or father is playing there. But he is dressed in such a way that you cannot recognize he is your father. Although he is in your front. The father or the brother whom you see every day, this man being has dressed himself in such a way, is playing the part of a king or something else, you cannot understand. Somebody says, did you see your father is playing? Where is my father? Where is my father? This is the point. Because Krishna is playing his part in a different way. He has got so much business because he is directing the whole universal affair. You can understand, if one man becomes busy in so many things, his brain becomes puzzled. But Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Not only the human being, the animals, the trees, plants, everyone. Ishara sarva bhutana. And what he is doing? He is giving direction. Sarvasya chaham vidishan nivishta. Krishna says, I am sitting in everyone's heart. Sarvasya cha aham ridhi sanvegen ridhi. In the soul, in the heart. Matta smriti jnanam apaham. I am giving particular direction to everyone. He is forgetting something, he is reminding, he reminded something, in this way Krishna is doing. Sarvasya cha aham ridhi sanvegen. Matta smriti jnanam apaham. How much busy is that? The thief wants to steal something, somebody's house. So he is also praying, God, please give me some opportunity so that I can steal. So Krishna is giving him direction, all right, you steal in this way. And the same person in whose house the stealing will be committed, he is also praying, my dear Krishna, please protect me from thieves. So he is also giving. That is Sri Krishna's business. He is giving direction to the thief and giving direction to the person in whose house the stealing will be committed. So just try to understand how much Krishna is busy. And that is God. Although he is performing so many contradictory business, opposing business, still his cool brain, he does not forget to dance with the gopi at the same time. This is Krishna. If you are busy with so many transactions, you forget to see your wife and children and forget. But no, Krishna, Goloke Opani Vasati Okhila Atma Bhuta. Although he is busy dancing with the gopi, although he is busy to play with his coward friends, Goloka eva nivasati, in this way he is living in the Goloka, akhila atma bhuta, still he is everyone's heart and giving direction or contradiction. This is Krishna. Don't try to imitate Krishna rascal. Krishna is not so easy. Krishna is Krishna, you are. That is real philosophy. Thank you very much.